Hey, Chevra, so we're learning the Malacha of Borer, and last time we learned, we touched on an idea, which is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim about the definition of Borer. If you remember, we pointed out that there are three shitos in Rishonim. Rashi's shita is that borer involves separating psolas from ochel, and Rashi does not have the girsa in the Gemara of Ha'ilofan of Shnei Minei Ochlim, meaning according to Rashi, it's got to be the way we understood the Rashi, it's got to be bona fide psolas. Only if it's full-fledged psolas, if it's like pebbles and the like, only then is there going to be borer. Tosfos developed the idea that borer can be subjective, meaning if I have shnei minei ochlim and I take one away from the other, I am defining for myself what is the psoles. And if I'm defining what is the psoles, if I'm defining what is the psoles, so then that is going to be the issue according to Tosfos. So according to Rashi, it's like an objective definition of psoles. According to Tosfos, it is more subjective. Look at the Rambam. Right, it's the t did I not number the pages? Yes, I should probably number the pages. So we're going to insert page number. Where is that? Okay. So now we will have the page number. It's the bottom of page 4. You see it? The bottom of page 4. So, or the top of page 4, I should say. So look at the Rambam, Perek Ches. It's Halacha Yud Beis. Look at the Rambam over there. How's the Ra and Halacha Yud Gimel? What? How's the Rambam saying Borer, which is slightly different than the others? Yeah, Sarah's had a hand up.
I think that's a problem, so much, but then he doesn't even care like what is better and what is just to be separating between any two.
So the Rambam begins at Amborer Ochel Mitoch Psoles, which is also interesting because the real Malacha is Psoles Mitoch Ochel. But okay, Beseder, right? Sometimes Ochel Mitoch Psoles is going to be a problem, and the Rambam sort of defines that at the end, which is that if I do it Miyad Biyado, it's going to be okay. So he has one category of ochel mitoch psoles, and he has another category is that shayul fun of shnei mine ochlim ubirer min mimin acher. Right? So that lashon in the Rambam, birer min mimin acher, does not sound like there is psoles. It's just two different meaning. And I separate one from the other. We would call that sorting rather than separating. No, they're both eichlam. I want both of them, but I put them in two different piles. So the Rambam is going to say that that's a problem, right? In Halacha Yud Gimel, he begins like bar psos mitoch ochel, etc. He goes on, but for the Rambam l'cha'ora, right? There is a borer even if I have two minei ochlim, and I separate one from the other. The end of Halacha Yud Gimel says Hayu lofan of shnei minei ochlim meuravim. Right, the Rambam over there says beferish that in order to be borer, it has to be two minei ochlim, and they are meurav. Now, the pashtus is that for the Rambam, borer is not about ochel and psoles necessarily. There are like two maslulim, there are like two tracks within the malacha borer. You have borer of ocham psolas, and you also have borer when they're both ochlam. And we're not saying, like Tosfos, that subjectively we are defining what borer is, in the sense of subjectively we're saying, oh, this is a psolas, and that's an ochel. No. For the Rambam, they are both ochlam. Nothing becomes psolas. It's going to be a problem. But for the Rambam, you need shnei minim. So if I would put things together, and I think we mentioned this last time, Reb Asher Weiss says this idea, that there is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the rest of Judaism, whether borer is a malacha that involves ochel and psolas, or borer could be a second track within the Rambam, that borer means that I don't have any psolas. I am separating two things, one from the other. So look at the Shulchan Aruch, in particular, look at this Rama. Right, the Rambam is quoting from the Trumas Hadashin. So the Rambam is quoting from the Trumas Hadashin, right? Again, Shulchan Aruch writes, if you have Shnei Mini Ochlem and they're mixed up, the word mixed up is in the Rambam, has to be Me'urav. So you could be bore echad me echad u'meniach hasheni lecho miyad. You separate one from the other, and you could leave the other one to eat later on. Zok the Rama, shnei minei dagim are called shnei minei ochlem, and you can't be borer. Or you can only be borer le'echo miyad and biyad. That's a line just to holding your mind that we'll talk about later, that even though they are big pieces, still there's borer. That's what the Rama says. Aval, koshu min echad, afal pi sheborer chatichos gedolos mitoch ketanos, lo mikri borer. Shafil hayu, Shnei minu ber shneim biyachad hagdos mitoch haktanos o lehepech shari ho ve'eno borer min echad mitoch chaveiro. The Rama quotes in the Trumas Hadashin that if you have min echad, it's not called borer. If you have min echad, even though some of the pieces of chicken, let's say, are bigger than others, but it's not borer according to the Rama. Min echad is not borer. Min echad is not borer. So is that Rambam or is that Rashi slash Tosis? Sorry, you have a comment?
Is that against the Shulchan Aruch? Or the Shulchan Aruch agreed to the min echad?
The Shulchan Aruch writes, Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochlem. And let me just get my Shulchan, that's going to be easier to see. 1 second. Here, so the Mechaber writes, Hayulofon of Shnei Mine Ochlem Uravim, Bore Echon Me Echor, Umeniach Le'echo Miyar. The word Hasheni is a word that's in parentheses. Right? So if I have two mine ochlem, so I can separate one from the other. Le'echo miyad. So why is the Rama against the Mechaber here?
I was just asking if the Mechaber would agree to Rama about
mine. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Sorry, I was asking if the Shochanarach would agree about min afdal. So seemingly, yeah. Yes.
In other words, they're saying that if I have shnei minim is the definition of borer. So that is both the Mechaber and the Ramah. And that lechaora would be true according to Tosfos and Rashi. The definition of borer is shnei minim. The only thing is that, you know, Tosfos says I can subjectively define what's called psolas and what's called ochel, but it has to be shnei minim. Right? And if it's min echad, the Rama adds, then borer is not shayach, because the din of borer involves shnei minim. The Taz, however, jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, no? The Taz quotes that the Trumas Hadeshen writes that there's no iser borer with min echad, only if it's shnei minim. V'dafka beis min, denaka kolhecha de ikola meimar, davka lo amrinon lav davka. Right? The Trumas Hadeshen says, if you have a choice, whether it is davka or not davka, so presumably it's only davka. Here, if you look in the Trumas Hadeshen on page 6, towards the bottom, right, he writes, davka b'shnei minim v'lo b'min echad klal, divadei davka nakar hatana, v'chein kol mechabrim, shnei mine ochlem, v'hachla isa b'mordechai, etc. Meaning that they use a lashon of shnei mine ochlem, so presumably it's davka shnei minim. If it's not shnei minim, so then it's not borer. Right? The Taz is just quoting the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the source of this Ramah. But then the Taz asks, V'tamu'a lafi ani istaiti, lafi haniri l'rabbusa nakat beiz minim, de be'echad pshita sheshayich borer b'ma sherotze lahaniach, ela afilu b'beiz minim, de kvar nikar u'mufrash ko echad mechavero, ve'en shayich b'zeh iruv, afilu hachi lo yivrar. Okay, so what is the what's the Taz saying? Right? The Taz is saying that the lashon of beis minim doesn't mean la afuke min echad, that by min echad borer is not shayach. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen says. That's what the Ramah quotes. But the Taz says that when I say beis minim, what that means is that even beis minim borer is shayach. I would have thought that borer is not shayach by beis minim because each one is nikar kishala atzmo. They have a mixture of jelly beans, and some of them are black, and some of them are red. And we all know that black jelly beans are terrible against those people who have bad hashkafos. But black jelly beans are by definition awful. So Zuck the Taz, I would have thought, or the Chiddush is, that there is Borer by two minim. Because I would have thought that since it's two minim, each one is Nikar Kishala Atzmo, and therefore it's not called a Taruvus. The definition of Borer that everyone assumes, and the Rambam had that lashon, although the Gemara does not have that lashon of me'uravim, but everyone's assuming it has to be me'urav. Zuck the Taz, by two minim, one would have thought that that's not called the taruvis because each item is nikar kishala atzmo. The chiddush is that even by two minim, there is borer, even though it's nikar kishala atzmo, and of course, by one min, there is borer, because the stuff that I do not want is the psolas. Right? That's what the Taz goes on. I would have thought that there's no borer by two minim, because each item is nikar umufrash on its own. And I would have thought that's not a taruvis. Nonetheless, the chiddush is by two minim, you should not be borer. And he writes, v'chein mashma div Rabbeinu Chananel shemevim atosis in Paraklal Gadol, right? The Tosis that we saw quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel that this is what Vizela Shono, Pirsh Rabbeinu Chananel, da ochel mitoch ochel shayich borer, she borer also she eno chafetz la'echol, mitoch also she rotze la'echol, da also she eno chafetz bo, chashib psoles, mashma afilu b'min echad. So the Taz and the Ramah are arguing, how would we be magdirit? L'cha ora, the machlokes is whether the definition of borer is psoles from ochel, or is the definition of borer that you need shnei minim. The Rambam's lashon is that you don't need psoles necessarily. Shnei minim suffices to be called borer. And that's what the Rambam says. Shnei minim is borer. Min echad, not borer. But according to Tosfos and Rashi, that the definition of borer is psoles from ochel, so the Taz is mechadesh, that according to Rashi and Tosfos, even by min echad, there should be borer. I think we said this already last time, quickly. We just did into it inside. Is that correct? So Rabbi Asher Weiss's point is that this machlokes, Taz and Ramah, is really the machlokes about, what's it called? Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. And then he brings a raya. V'kasek shumas hadashen. The echra megadolin, one second. Here, I'm sorry, ubimaharil. Ubimaharil kasav in hilchos pesach. V'loduch matzah b'yontiv shal pesach mutter. D'kaimon ein t'china achar t'china. Ach yizor shelo yivare hapurim hagedolim mitoch haktanim. Ki iser borer yesh ba'ochlin ad kan l'shono. And the Maharshal quotes this Maharil, and he asks Akasha, "I borer's mutter on Yontif, right? Mashma that on Shabbos there's going to be borer. So what's the Taz's raya from the Maharil? And then how can we deflect the raya from the Maharil?" The Maharil is talking about, I want to grind up matzah on Pesach, but let's say, probably, the Maharil did not hold of the chumrah of gebrux. So the Maharil is grinding matzah in order to make some sort of matzah meal, to like bake a cake. So you want to grind the matzah, and there's bigger pieces and there is smaller pieces. So the Maharil writes that there's going to be borer in that case. The Maharshal asks on the Maharil, he says, what do you mean? You're talking about Yontiv. So what borer is there on Yontiv? You get the impression from the Maharil that the different types of matzah, right? In other words, the Taz says that the Maharshal asks on the Maharil, there's no borer on Yontiv. So the answer is up by Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. So separating the different types of matzah is a problem on Shabbos. So the Taz says, I have a raya, that there is borer even by min echad, because I have more finely ground matzah, less finely ground matzah, and there's going to be a borer in that case. So you see that there's borer even by one min. That's the yesod that the Taz is bringing from the Maharil. He says, you know what? I'm not 1,000,000% sure that this is all true or not, but lemaisa, it's a suffik on the doraisa. I'm just trying to plug in. It says lemaisa, it's a suffik on the doraisa, so therefore you should be machmir. So Taz is machmir that there is borer by min echad. Right, that's the chiddush of the Taz against the Ramah. Right, you pointed out to machlokas Rambam and Tosfos, but the chiddush of the Taz is that there is borer by min echad. And one of the rayas that the Taz has is from the Maharil about matzah. That the Maharil says, if I grind my matzah and I have some matzah that's more finely ground, other that's less finely ground, there's going to be borer. That shows that there's borer by min echad. Anyone want to deflect the proof of the Maharil? Hello, or I should say the proof from the Maharil. Hi, Sarah, how are you?
That maybe it's not min echad when it's like finely grounded versus not, because you can do different things with different, but those different.
Let me hear your svara again. You might be saying what I want to say.
And maybe we consider those things mean it and not min echad.
It might be two minim. Why?
Well, he wants one to become the other one to be able to use it to, you know, bake something up. So clearly, like, there's characteristics of one that don't align to the other.
Nahon. In other words, min isn't based on the chemical structure. Min is based on usability, perhaps. So the Maharil says that there's borer on the more finely ground matzahs and the less finely ground matzahs. The Maharil might mean, l'cha'ora, that they have different uses. I can't make a cake out of matzah clumps. I can make a cake out of matzah meal. Since it has two different uses, so therefore it's called two minim, right? Who says there is borer on only one min? The Ramah does not say that. The what's it called? The Taz wants to say that. The Taz says, I argue on the Ramah / Trumas Hadashin based on the Taisvis. Now, how can you deflect the Taz's Raya from the Tosvis? Right? Tosvis says, Tosvis quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, now, if you have two minim, so the one that I want is the psolas. The one that I don't want is the psolas. The one that I do want is the ochel. So Taz says the definition of ochel and psolas is the definition of borer. And even by min echad, there's borer. How can you deflect the Taz's raya from the tosis? Let's see, go back over here. I don't think I ever printed out the Lashon of the Gemara because we did that Gemara inside. But what's the Lashon of the Gemara? Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochlam. Right? That's the way Tosis has the Gears in the Gemara, right? Rashi doesn't have the word mine ochlem, but Tosis has the gear. So you'll find the shnei mine ochlem. That means l'cha'ora that Tosfos is talking about a case where I have two minim. The shaila is how do I define what is the ochlem and what's the psolas when I have two minim? So the answer to that is subjective. But subjectivity alone doesn't create borer. Right? I need two minim. And I then, once I have two minim, I define ochalam sola subjectively. But two minim, right? And that's going to be the way the Ramah learns. That's going to be the Pshat in the Trumas Hadeshen. The definition of borer is shnei minei oichlam, or shnei minim. Right? What we're trying to say is like this. We suggested a very nice, smooth, or Rebbe Asher Weiss suggests a very nice, smooth machlokes Rambam versus Rashi, Taisus is Borah Din and Psolus versus Ochel, versus Borah Din and Shnei Minim, and that's a machlokus between the Ramah and the Taz, all beautiful. But when you get beneath the hood, the Tosus is speaking about a case where it is two minim. That's the premise. That's the beginning of the conversation. There are two minim. And when there are two minim, I define ochel and psolus based on what I want. But if it's not two minim, so my subjective desire doesn't change the halacha. Right? That's the way the Rambam is learning. Right? The Taz has two kashas on the Rambam. One from Taisus, two from the Maharil. So we, or you, Sarah Ross, I deflected the proof from the Maharil, and the proof from Tosfos, I think, is just that if you understand that Tosfos is the same pshat in the Gemara, so then, what's it called? If Tosfos is same pshat in the Gemara, so then you definitely need two minim. Without two minim, there's no way to speak about Borer. So far, so good? How does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? Does he paskin like the Taz? Or like the Rama. So he quotes the Taz. It's like the third line on the top of page 5, right? Vihinei hataz. Now he quotes that the Taz is machmir that even by minechad there is borer. But then he says, and therefore the Taz says that the only heter you have is like to do min habo biyado, take whatever you want. And don't try to get the stuff that you dafka want or move the stuff that you don't want, etc. The stuff that you do want, lachar zman, is going to be a problem. The stuff that you don't want is a problem even immediately. Do min habo biyado. Min habo biyado is mutter. Whichever one I take out, then I look and I'm like, okay, I don't want this. Fine. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Taz has this chiddush. Ava harbe achronim choku alav. But he says that many achronim, right, disagree with the Taz. Right, by many achronim, he writes, right, in the Tosas Shabbos, the Beis Meir, the Chemin Moshe, I mean from the Sharat Zion, many achronim disagree, and they're masking with the Ramah. So therefore, we paskin that there is only borer by tuminim. The Bir Halacha then has a suffix that we spoke about quickly in terms of if I have min echad and I am separating it into different piles. Is that borer or not? And the Mishnah Berurah says that from the Rambam you get the impression that there is borer on, right? Excuse me, I said it wrong. Kinei, the Prima Godim is mistapek. If I have min echon mechavero, v'daito l'niach shneim ala achar zman, is that borer? Right? Let's say I have two minim, but I don't want one now and not want the other. I want both of them, la'achar zman. So that's a suffix in the Prima Godim. And the Mishnah Berurah says that from the Rambam, you get an impression that it is a problem, etc. But for our purposes, right now, I have a Taz, that the Taz paskins that there is bor by min echad against the Ramah, that there is no borer by min echad, Ramah slash Trumas Hadesha, and we deflected both the rayas from the Taz. Look at the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shvisas Asar. Basically, there's a din that Yom HaKippur min HaMincha L'mayla, you could do Knivas HaYarek. It's a Gemara in Daf Kuf Yudalit on Shabbos. That I can like cut up some vegetables Yom Kippur in the afternoon. Some understand actually that adds to the Agmas Nefesh. You're going to I don't know how they are not in Shul Yom Kippur in the afternoon. I also don't understand the grand and the tiniest that like dancing on Yom Kippur, going out to dance in the fields. I don't understand how they have time, but maybe they didn't say as many piyutim, or they didn't sing as many songs, whatever it is. But there's a din of knivas hayerek that min hamincha l'mayla, you're allowed to cut up the vegetables, and what that does is it adds a certain inui because you're being involved in the food. And that makes you hungrier. Others say that's just a heter to prepare for Matzoy Yom Kippur. Now, when I do Knivas Hayerek, so the Rambam explains that Knivas Hayerek, Mahu Akinuv, she yasir es ha'olem ha'mu'upashos, v'yikatze tashar, v'yitake no sola achila. Knivas Hayerek, the Rambam says, means I like cut off the brown leaves, let's say at the outside of the lettuce. You cut off the leaves that are rotten. So look in the Magid Mishnah. First, he explains the din. Then the Magen Mishnah quotes that there's a kash on this din, etc. So the Magid Mishnah is saying, yeah, Sarah?
I think either there's two different meanings, or that Ohamu told like absolute solas, so which means like something you can't eat at all, ever. So that wouldn't be the case here.
In other words, according to the Magid Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam, do you need two meanim to be borer? But yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you think, yeah, I agree with that. In other words, the thing is that by the lettuce, it's not really two minim because one of them is ro'i, they're both ro'i la'achila. The brown leaves at the outside of the lettuce are still edible. It just looks a little yucky. Right? That's what he says. It's ro'i la'achila aidei adchak. So therefore, it's still considered the same min. Now that's very important because if I understand, like the Ramah, which is how we paskin, that there's only borer with two minim, so then I have to kind of get beneath the hood and figure out what is the definition of two minim. So the Magid Mishnah's Mechadesh, that it's only called Tuminim, or you could read the Magid Mishnah, that anything which is Nechal, even Al Yedei HaDechak, is not considered a separate min. If it's something that people would eat. Now, I should point out that Rav Rimon in his Sefer, he has like a lengthy discussion. When I say would eat, does that mean lots of people, most people? What about if it's completely subjective? What about if it's only that I would eat something, or it's only I would not eat something? Let's say I don't eat skin on a fish. Everyone else, I don't know, right, will eat skin on the fish. Or skin on the chicken. The way Rav Rimon says it's interesting is that today a lot of people don't eat skin on the chicken because everyone knows it's not good for you. Is that true, by the way? Is skin and chicken not good for you? I've never heard that type of thing, but that's what he has in his favor. The point, I think, is that the Magid Mishnah's Mechadesh, that something that I would eat, or most people would eat, or many people eat, I'm not exactly sure how you're magdir that. That's the suffix that Rav Rimon has, everyone else has. But if I'd eat it al yedei hadchak, it does not make it a separate min. But I still have to kind of get beneath the surface. Well, what is called a separate min? Right? Two pieces of fish. Is it a separate min? If one of them is sweet, one is sour? So take a look at the Prima Godim and take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, right? The Prima Godim, and this Prima Godim, by the way, is quoted in that Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tes Vav. The Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of page 4 quotes this Prima Godim, but I give you the top of page 5. The Mishnah Berurah quotes part of this Prima Godim. And if you look inside in the Prima Godim says, if you want to define two minim, mahu shnei minim, mash makosha chalukin betamon o bishman, kishnei minei dogim tam echad lahem, rak bishman. Look in the Trumas Hadeshin, and look in Yeridea Kuf Zayin, right, etc. Meaning to say two things. To be two minim, obviously has to have a different taste, or it has to have a different name. Right? The case in Yeridea Kuf Zayin is I have a case of like a bunch of fish, and I'm cooking, and some of the fish are kosher, some are not kosher. If they have a different taste, we assume that's considered two minim. That's what the Shach writes at the beginning of Simin Amtsadiches in Yerideya. The definition of two minim is based on tam, because I pass in tam keker. Even if they, let's say, have the same taste, but if they have different names, one is called a mackerel and the other is called a tuna. Again, I don't know. Do they have the same taste or not? I don't really eat fish. But the Prima Godim says either chalukin bishman or chalukin b'taimon makes it two minim. He says min echad is a machlokes between the taz, etc. The Magen Avraham paskins like the Trumas Hadeshin and the Ramah. So therefore, by shnei minei, therefore you need shnei minim. Min echad is not borer. The definition of shnei minim is chalukin bishman o b'taimon. Chelmon and chelbon. What's that? Chelmon and chelbon is egg white and egg yellow. Is that called one min or two minim? A chelbon is white. Egg white. Right? Chelmon is egg yellow. It's a question, but that's called two minim. Beitzim shleimim. Right? Okay, I'm not exactly sure what he does with those two words, how those two words fit in. Then he writes, Kol min ofos efshar hava, oh, Beitim shleim of kol min ofos efshar hava min echad. Bishman, because beitzim mikri. He says, if I have eggs, and some of them are eggs from a chicken, and some are eggs from a duck. So everyone calls them eggs. And therefore, it is one min. B'taimon mashma deshavin. Again, duck eggs and chicken eggs, are they taste the same or not? He says he thinks that eggs are eggs. People don't call duck eggs versus, what's it called? They just call it eggs. Okay, so that's the Prima Godim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in that source that we have, the top of page 5. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Prima Godim has a suffix about tapuchim chamutzim umetukim. The Prima Godim has a suffix, is that one min or not? Right, that means like sour apples and sweet apples. Is it one min or not? Now, the way he phrases it, though, is it's only potentially tuminim if it's such a sour apple that people won't eat it. If it is necha ayidei hadchak, so then he understands the din of tnivas hayerek as saying that there's an iser of borer midrabanan. We're make on that iser borer midrabanan yom kippurim in the afternoon. Right? In other words, necha ayidei hadchak is different than necha ayidei hadchak is different than tapuchim chamutzim, in the sense of tapuchim chamutzim is something that's not ra'i la'achila at all. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says it. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, towards the end, he says different begodim is considered two different minim. And he writes, where's the line I'm looking for? Vida. The basar tzli umuvushal mikri beis minim le'inyin zeh. V'koshkein basar shel minei ofos mechulakim. I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah is quoting this. He quotes the Chaya Adam, right? In the Sharatzi and Osiyot, he's quoting the Chaya Adam, that Basar Tzli and Basar Mavushal are two minim. Certainly, Basar of two different Ophos are considered two minim. I'm not sure that's correct according to the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim is saying that all eggs are called eggs. Could I say that all meat is called meat? Or all chicken, mine oifayis mechulakim? Do people talk about eggs? Do people talk about poultry? Or people will say, oh, this is duck, this is turkey? I mean, the assumption that he's making is that chicken, which is flavored differently, is going to be borer. Basar tzli and mevushal. And even two mine ofos is considered two minim, although the Prima Godim says that, in his opinion, he's not sure. The Prima Godim says that all beitzim are considered the same min because that's what people call it. I don't know. I don't know if the Chaya Adam's comment about mine ofos is different than the Prima Godim or not. Fine. Take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, and with this we'll finish up this part of the shiur. What's the Minchas Chinuch saying? So the Prima Godim has a question within those who say that by min echad borer is not shayach, right? Which would be the Ramah, Trumas Hadashin, etc. What about if I have peros, min echad of peros, I have apples, miktas is ma'acholos asuros, miktas haim mem mem aleph is ma'acholos asuros of arlo kedomeh. I have apples, but some of the apples are kosher, some of the apples are treif. So the the Minchas Chinuch has a question whether that's considered min echra tuminim, and he brings a raya from the Ran in Perek Chavis. The Ran in Perek Chavis is talking about the same case Tysus is talking about. The din is you're allowed to milk a goat. You're allowed to milk a goat into an oichel. Why am I allowed to milk the goat? Aren't I being meisir the ocho from the psoles, and that's going to be some sort of malacha, potentially dosh, etc.? So Rabbi Tam says that you're only allowed to milk the goat on yontif, because the animal is edible on yontif. Avol b'shabes, so it's lo choshev lo chazir l'shchita, and therefore the behema is psoles, and when I take out the milk, I'm taking out ochel from psoles. So what Tosis is saying is that the animal is psolas. Taking milk out of the animal is taking ochel from psolas. That's completely contained. It might be a malach of dash, but it's a live animal, and therefore it is psolas. That means l'cha'ora, that iser, can make it psolas, according to the Tosfos. The Ran says not like that. The Minchas Chinuch, in his essay over here, says, I have a suffix about whether an iser can make something into psolas or not. And he quotes the Ran, not Tosfos. Okay, fine. But the question is, if I have exactly the same min, it tastes the same. Just one is kosher, one is treif. Maybe that is not called tuminim. And if it's one min, so then there's no borer. So here's the question, Chevra. I bought matzah. I spent too much on the matzah. It was $37 a pound. Sarah?
Oh, sorry. Just if it was based on if people would eat it or not, then it feels like the fact that a pasta makes a big difference. That would be a difference.
So here's the thing. What the Minchas Chinuch is saying is that I would eat this. If it's Peres Chamutzim, if the fruit is mamish sour, so I would not eat the fruit. But over here, I would eat it. It's just that God said, don't do it. Arya disur rav yale. So therefore, maybe it's considered the same min. That's the subject of the Minchas Chinuch. Right? It's a little bit funny, no? Two types of chicken could be two minim. But Orla apples and regular apples are not tuminim, potentially. So what happens about the following case? I spend too much money on matzah, that's what I mentioned, $37 a pound. And I bring the matzah home. I bought 4 pounds of matzah from one place, 1 pound of matzah from another place. The place where I bought the 1 pound of matzah from is 1 pound of whole wheat matzahs. None of them were broken. It happens those matzahs were as hard as rocks. They didn't taste so good. The other matzah that I got, which was actually very tight, tasty, thin, beautiful matzahs, but they were like almost all broken. Is there borer if I take the broken matzahs away from the non-broken matzahs? So you could think about this in, right, if I would just have the Maharil on its own, the Maharil that the Taz quotes, I'd say, oh, well, you know, separating different types of matzah, right, is going to be an Isser of Borer. If I just had the Maharil, I'd say it's a problem. If I have the Minchas Chinuch, so then we could say maybe a halachic difference doesn't create a difference. Kol shekein, if a fruit that is arla is not considered a separate min from a fruit that's not arla, if it's all min echad, so then presumably the halachic difference doesn't matter. So the fact that one matzah is a sholem, like yusol lechem mishnah, or for the seder when I need two, okay? By the way, if you only have two complete matzahs and you have like some broken ones, use them as the middle matzah, you're going to break it pretty soon after. Just like word for the wise. But how do you, if I say there's a halachic difference and that halachic difference doesn't matter, which is what the Minchas Chinuch is entertaining, nonetheless, the funny thing is that a practical difference matters more. Meaning to say, the Maharil's case of separating finely ground matzah from less finely ground matzah, that's going to be a problem. That's because, yeah, my matzah that's finely ground is usable one way. I can use it to make a cake. And I prefer, let's say, I could use it to make a cake, but it's not as good of a cake. Even so, taste is more of an important criterion when it comes to borer than halachic distinction, at least according to one possibility that the Prima Gadim raises. Okay, any questions or comments or observations on this? Yes, Sarah, how are you? How's Judy?
Good. So we pass in that min echad is like, what do we do?
So we pass in against the Taz, we pass in like the Rambo, there's only Borei by Shnei Minim. And that's why I have to have this conversation, right? That's what Mishnah Berurah Paskin. That's why I have to have this whole conversation about what is called Shnei Minim.
Okay. And let's say, like, you have, I mean, the Rambam said it was if you have big pieces and small pieces of the same thing, there's no Borei. So what if you have big and small cups, but every cup's a different color?
Right? So
like,
many
what do you do?
So many Achronim say like this, that by food item, size doesn't matter. But by non-food items, so it could be that the size matters because they have a different usage. My small fork I use for fish. My big fork I use for other stuff, no? I mean, I think in the old sets, they'd have three sizes of forks. There's the oyster forks, the fish fork, and the... I don't have oyster forks, I think. You probably also don't have oyster forks. But the point is that by non-food items, we define it by usage. By food items, but pashtus we define by taste. Or, right, by a different shame. What's interesting in the way we're learning the Maharil is that although it's a food item, still I'm defining it by usage, perhaps, because I can make a cake. Or maybe I'm defining it by taste, right? We could say it like that, because I like this type of cake with more finely ground matzah meal. I like that type of cake better than the other type of cake. I think that's what emerges from this conversation. Now, the case that you have about the two cups, it's a non-food item. So by non-food items, it depends on usage. There is a discussion, Rav Rimon quotes, that there's a machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Yoshev about are chicken tops and chicken bottoms considered two minim. Right? Again, if I have chicken and the two pieces taste different, that means they're both, let's say, chicken breasts. So they taste different. Okay, that's borer, the Mishnah Berurah says. If I have chicken tops and chicken bottoms, is that considered two minim? Do people have a different shame for it? Right? The Prima Gadim said that eggs, everyone calls it eggs. But what about meat, right? So we said the Chaya Adam says different types of meat is for sure two minim. Again, I don't know. Do people call it different things if it's a chicken top and a chicken bottom? I think people do say it's a wing versus it's a breast, it's a polka, whatever the term is, right? People have different names. If it's chaluk and bishman, so then potentially there's borer in that case. The only issue that we'll have to talk about next time is it's possible that it's not borer at all based on what I have on the bottom page 5, top of page 6, this section I call Yesod HaTaruvis. So that issue might be relevant. I think actually I should have put these sources, the Prima Gundam and Cheskin, I should put them earlier in the source sheets, but these things sometimes happen. Okay, any questions, comments? Okay, Chavrus, I assume I'll be seeing you later this evening, and we should all learn Torah, love Torah, and go weiter and growth in Yerushalayim. Okay, Kol Tov, take care.
Hello. Come in, thank you.
Take care, bye.